USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect is in custody Thursday night following an hours-long hostage situation during a robbery at a Wells Fargo in St. Cloud, Minnesota. All hostages were safe and unharmed. The suspect was identified by police as Ray Rico McNeary, who was due in court that day for two counts of felony domestic assault back in March. He opted to allegedly rob the bank. The Biden administration plans to send a top representative to the U.S.-Mexico border region on Friday, but it will not be Vice President Kamala Harris. Thursday marked the 44th day Harris has gone without visiting the border or holding a news conference about her duties to manage the border crisis. On Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas. A former professional golfer, Daniel Bolling, was arrested by Orlando, Florida police on Wednesday after allegedly trying to meet up with a 15-year-old girl who turned out to be an undercover officer. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
As an extremely small amount of people own or drive electric vehicles, the president wants more spending on supporting these vehicles on the roads. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month.
The first electric car in the United States was developed in 1890 by William Morris of Des Moines, Iowa. The vehicle was a six-passenger wagon capable of reaching a speed of 14 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the most successful states in the union during the pandemic is Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis boasts his state.
Well, look, I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, there's quite a contrast in Florida. You know, we've been open. Our schools have been open for in-person instruction. Our unemployment rate is significantly less than the national average and much less than lockdown states like California and New York. And yet we've done that all with having a senior mortality rate for COVID that's less than 40 other states because we focused on protecting our elderly population rather than locking everybody down. And so Florida's doing very well right now. We never touched one penny from our rainy day fund throughout COVID.
Wow.
And now we've just done the budget, and we're doubling our rainy day fund. We have the strongest revenues that anyone's ever seen in the state. So the economy's performing well. People are happy. And as you know, there are people moving here because they want a whiff of freedom.
DeSantis, talking to Fox News on Thursday, says President Biden dissed Florida and changed the rules of assistance during the pandemic.
So they did aid the states. They've always done that on a population basis. On this time, with the Biden stimulus, they took states like Florida that had lower unemployment, took money from Florida, and gave it to the lockdown states with high unemployment like California and New York, when a lot of those lockdown states had very right. poor COVID performances and economic performances. So that's just some of the perverse incentives we see coming out of Washington on seems like a daily basis now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.